up, true believers? Welcome to another exciting episode of Heart in the Paint with your host, as always, Justin. Woo! It's been a couple of days that I have not done an episode, guys. I'm so sorry. It's been a crazy week on my end. We've been filming a short film, all these kind of great things. But I wanted to do a couple episodes. Guys, Avengers Infinity War is around the corner, and everybody is stoked. The world premiere was just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the red carpet premiere. And, you know, they're already putting out reviews. I did want to discuss a little bit about the reviews as well as honoring the Russo brothers' request. We already have one leak of one guy not really honoring that and being, let's just say, an imbecile. I'll just use that word. That's a really good word to use. It needs to come back. That word needs to come back, imbecile. But yes, that person didn't really honor it. So I'm kind of going black in. I'm just blacking out with the social media. I'm not really going to be, you know, going through the threads as usual. But I will be updating you with some things that, you know, with the new Venom trailer. I know it's Infinity Wars is a couple days away. Guys, I hope you got your tickets. I'm going to see it Friday and then Saturday morning again. But I'm going to be seeing IMAX. So I'm really excited for IMAX because it's shot in IMAX. But yes, this is our long intro. Let's get into it, guys. We're going to be going over some really small Infinity War stuff because, I don't want to give too much, but some also theories that have been actually, my own theories that have been dethroned with some things that have been released. But don't worry, guys, no spoilers whatsoever. I'm not going to be doing any spoils and for probably after the first week, just honoring the Russo brothers' request. But we're going to be going over some information, so let's get into Heart in the Paint. Let's go. So guys, if y'all haven't known, Russo Brothers put this out weeks ago that he would really want the fans, the true fans, should I say now, because that imbecile has motivated that response for me, that the Russo Brothers did ask, could we not spoil anything for the first week to give a chance for everybody to see the film. So guys, even with my listeners now, my faithful listeners that have been listening and subscribing to this channel, thank you so much. And as we are in the vein already, let's for you guys who are just coming in, you are new to Heart in the Paint, please, if you're listening on the app outlet or podcast outlet, please hit that subscribe button. Or if you are on the Anchor app, please favorite that channel and throw me some hand claps. So, with that out of the way, yes. So, it's very easy. Yes, it's very tempting to review the movie right when you see it. But if we want to think about it, let's think about it for a couple moments. How long? Like with The Last Jedi, it took me at least a month to get some kind of review out because it was so different. It was so new that you couldn't really fully review. A review after the movie is like a tragedy. You know, it doesn't really justify the movie and how that direction was so ballsy and so profound in so many different layers and dimensions, if you want to say, that you couldn't do a really full review right after you see the movie. So I'm going to totally honor it. I was going to honor it right when they released it because I respect them. I honor them. They are amazing, amazing creative directors and writers. They're amazing at what they do and where they have taken Marvel Studios. So again, let us all be in agreement that we will honor that. And yeah, so with that out of the way, I just wanted to say that there was one person. Now, again, I didn't read their stuff, but one of the people that I do follow on Twitter that has a lot of good resources, MCU, I think it's MCU News and Tweets. Go follow them. They're great individuals. They really hone in on what's everything Marvel, so really, really good stuff. They just basically tweeted out this morning that somebody did already release some spoilers from the movie. But, of course, we're not, I mean, I think the true fans will not even listen to that. So, but I really believe that there is a huge amount, almost probably 80 to 90% of MCU, true MCU fans, that I will not be spoiling anything and just, you know, honoring the Russo brothers' request. But yeah, that's that. So a lot of stuff has been released. Not, again, any spoilers, so you will not have any spoilers in this episode. But one thing that actually dethrones my theory of Captain Marvel at the end of the credits, because I was literally owning that. I was pushing that probably every episode. And one of the great things, exciting things about the, you know, building theories and putting theories out is that you never know what can be dethroned so quickly, as well as what happens. So for the past couple of days, you know, my friends and I, you know, as we're like putting stuff together, it's just so many things that could happen. But one thing that was released, that there is only one post-credit scene, guys. One post-credit scene, which is kind of a bummer in a way, because I'm always looking forward to at least two, the maximum. But with that being said, that somewhat dethroned my Captain Marvel. And hear another theory that came out of the dethroning. Being that Ant-Man and Wasp trailer is already out, I think... And this is one of the extra theories, and if you guys agree, hit the hand claps if you're on Anchor app. If not, please send me in your request or your comments on all my social media outlets with Heart of the Paint Podcast on Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram. I think it will be an Ant-Man post-credit scene, which shows like the discovery of time travel. Because you know, we already know time travel is confirmed, but I think it has to do with Ant-Man and the Wasp and their movie and their strategic placement between 3 and 4 of the Avengers. We already know Ant-Man, and then it's Captain Marvel, and then it's Avengers 4. So I think it's going to be Ant-Man in the post-credit scene. Again, I'm just going off of like what is logical in a way to me. So it's not like I have some like my foot in the MCU studios or anything like that, but no, I'm just kind of putting two and two together. I'm like, this could work. So I'm thinking it can work, even though we have Ant-Man. I think it's in July, June or July, so that's like literally right around the corner. So I do think it's going to be an Ant-Man post-credit scene, and then when Ant-Man comes around, their post-credit scene will be Captain Marvel. It could be one or two post-credit scenes, so I think one of them will be Captain Marvel. That makes sense because how her movie is right around in a few months after that. So not a few months, like a small amount, but there is going to be some trailers that needing to be released and dropped soon within the summertime that has to be dropping with Captain Marvel's movie. So with that out of the way, that's me. So I mean, if it is a Captain Marvel post-credit scene, I still are holding tight to my theory of, you know, if the Soul Stone is revealed, which I think Thanos will be getting all the Soul Stones because of the reviews that were released. But let's cover this. I mean, if it is a Captain Marvel post-credit scene, I stay to my theory of, you know, her showing somehow where she's been all this time, stuck in an alternate timeline or stuck somewhere. Why I say alternate timeline, because now we're going to be introduced to the cosmic phases as well as time travel and going to different realms, going into the different nine realms maybe when we get Thor 4, all those kind of things. So that's that. The reason why I say, and I know I'm jumping into other topics and not really having a break for you guys, but because I want the next segment, I'm going to be talking about the Venom trailer, but with the reviews, now they put these, I guess a screenshot of a whole bunch of reviews that was put in collage. Now, again, there's no spoilers, so don't worry about it. It's just more so people just giving feedback. Based on their feedback, they say, I mean, I can't remember verbatim, but this one review that somebody tweeted out saying it's hella scary. They took so many risks and you leave the theater speechless. You don't know if you should hate it or love it, but that person said he loved it, and Thanos dethroned Killmonger as the most gruesome villain of MCU within 5 minutes. And I think that is the 5 minutes that is in the beginning of the film that the Russo brothers already said that Thanos will show you how bad he really is, which I already think that, you know, on with the Nova Corps and everything, that he just basically annihilates everybody. So that's that. We're going to end this segment, and we're going to be talking about the new Venom trailer. I hope you guys have seen it. It is way better than the last one. So let's get into it. So the new Venom trailer just dropped yesterday. And I have to say, now, I'm a huge Tom Hardy fan. I mean, ever since even Star Trek. I don't know if you guys know about that. He was very young in Star Trek. One of the Star Trek movies, I think it was Nemesis, yes. And he was the villain in there. Magical, okay, guys? Magical. Like, he has an amazing, amazing talent into getting that mysterious vibe. He was amazing in Warrior. And, of course, you know, we all know him as Bane in Dark Knight Rises. But, you know, he plays Eddie Brock, and I have to say, in the beginning, the first trailer of Venom, what they released, it was kind of like, this is pathetic, they didn't show us anything, why tease us like this? But in this trailer, guys, we finally get to see Venom transform from Eddie Brock into Venom, and I have to say, it's amazing. I love it. He looks amazing. The only thing where my mind goes, in the beginning of the trailer, it already shows that, you know, in association with Marvel, so we already know that this may or may not be connected to the MCU. There is rumors that Tom Holland has like a very short, very, very tiny, small cameo in there. But with that being, if that's in there and if that is true, then that means it is somewhat connected to the MCU, and we might be seeing a future Venom and Spider-Man cross. But how do you not have Spider-Man in this world? Like, now there is, I think another YouTuber was saying how he might be in like a newsreel while he's in a convenience store, which we did see a convenience store scene in there, so that would maybe kind of make sense in a way. But Spider-Man has to be in there somewhere, and I hope they do it. And if for him not to be anywhere in that might kind of take a huge amount away from the film, even for me personally, because I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. But overall, the trailer looks amazing. We do see, you know, the classic Venom serial. There's this one scene where they kind of break into Eddie Brock. Well, they don't break in, but, you know, they're asking for the item to be returned, because he, you know, being Eddie Brock, he's a reporter, we already know how ballsy he is to go in, he's very a risk taker. So but the symbiote kind of went on him after he broke into the life lab. So we see this fight scene where the symbiote is just kind of just knocking people around, and I love how they made it where after that scene where he's just like the embryo is just kind of just, you know, splattering out of him and just like knocking these soldiers or these henchmen out. And he was saying, why would we do that? And when we, the key word, you know, we, that's great direction what they did. So now, even though the Venom voice I'm not entirely sold on, because I'm still scarred from Spider-Man 3, and whoever likes Spider-Man 3 should really, really maybe start going to church or something. I don't know. I'm just kidding, guys. Because I'm still scarred for it, because I'm not entirely sold on the voice. I mean, it is way better than what it was, what we first got on the silver screen. But again, I mean, with Venom, what we're used to is that, like, very clammy, like, he has a whole bunch of spit in his mouth, and spit is coming out when he's talking. So we did get a little bit of that, but it's a little bit more sinister. But again, it could work. So, but again, I am intrigued. I love the actual trailer that we saw yesterday. We finally got it revealed, so I really I'm more excited, more intrigued than what we first got months ago. So I want to hear you guys review what you guys think about the first Venom trailer. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Please, if you want to hit the callback button on the Anchor app, you can. If not, go on the social media outlets on Facebook, you know, Instagram, Twitter, all those with Hard in the Paint Podcast, and tell me what you think about the Venom trailer, and I will, you know, shout, you know, give you a shout out there. So again, guys, that's pretty much it. All I really have for you guys, I just really wanted to talk about those two things, as well as, you know, reinforcing the honoring code of the Russo brothers. So you won't be getting any kind of reviews of spoilers or kind of, you know, any kind of Easter eggs and stuff like that until maybe a week and a half after Avengers Infinity Wars. I will be seeing it again Friday and Saturday. I don't know if I might be putting out just a review, you know, just those kind of emotional responses from it, and just kind of, you know, encouraging you guys to go out and see it. I might be doing that, but I will be doing a whole bunch of content a week after, you know, doing each character and whatever happens. Based off all these reviews of Infinity Wars, guys, and how these reviews are like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. And I've already said this theory before. It doesn't end too well. I'll just say that, being that I've already said this, there's going to be no spoilers in this episode. I'm going to honor that. But if you already read Infinity Gauntlet comic, you already know what's going to happen, and it will work if it does happen that way. I'll just say it like that. All right, that's all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening, taking that time out of your busy days to listen to me. Thank you so much. I honor you guys for your faithfulness. Guys, if you are new to the Heart in the Paint channel, please like, subscribe, favorite if you are on the Anchor app, and hit me up on the social media outlets. Tell me what you think about the channel, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. Again, thank you so much, guys. And if you have been listening, share it with a friend, guys. Share it with a friend, all your Marvel friends, so we can all geek out together. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you for listening to Heart of the Paint. Stay awesome, guys.